Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf of Baba Basra 21:26. Now we know that a firstborn son gets to inherit a double portion. However, since the Torah says, May Reishis Ono, Vahu Reishis Ono, that he is the first of issue from the father, we know that the right of a firstborn to inherit a double portion is if he comes from the firstborn from the father, but not if he is the firstborn from the mother. In this context, Rav Yosef teaches us the following law. Amar ish ploni b'ni b'chorihu, if a person says, this man is my firstborn son, then that is considered to be testimony that is sufficient to allow the firstborn son to get a double portion. Hunu tal pi shnayim. But if the person said in passing, this man is my bechor, ish ploni bechorhu, he is the firstborn, eino no tal pi shnayim. He doesn't get a double portion. We do not consider that sufficient to get a double portion because the concern is Dilma Bukhra de Ima Kamar. Maybe he's saying that this boy is the firstborn just from my wife, but he's not my firstborn. He's not the father's firstborn. He is the firstborn of the mother. And since he's only the firstborn of the mother, not the firstborn of the father, therefore he's not entitled to the double portion. In this context, the Talmud tells us a story. There was a person who came with somebody else to testify in front of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and the two people were testifying, and this man says, he says, I know that this guy over there, he is a firstborn. He said, well, how do you know? So Rabbi Bar Chana says to him, how do you know? He says, there was a father, and one should never speak to their child like this, but the father was calling this child Bechor Sichla, and the Sichla means a fool, Bechor Shote. And so therefore, since the father was calling this child that, this guy is saying, the witness is saying, that's proof that this man is the firstborn, because I saw the father call him firstborn, the foolish firstborn. Obviously, he said this in a moment of anger. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana responds, that's not sufficient proof, because maybe it was Bukhra De'ima. Maybe he was calling him the firstborn who's a fool because he was saying that this is the firstborn from the mother. But it's not necessarily the case that he is my firstborn, that he's the firstborn of the father. And the Gemara records a principle that Rabbi Bar Chana says, "Dekol buchra de'ima nami buchra sicha ka'arule," that every firstborn from the mother is also called buchra sicha. Every firstborn from the mother is also called the Bechor Shote, the firstborn fool. So we'll get back to that statement in a moment, but we conclude with a different story. Somebody came to Rabbi Chanina, and he says to him, he says that, I know that this person is a firstborn. And so Rabbi Chanina says, how do you know? He says the following. This is a strange story also. He says, because what happened was that the people used to come to his father, because his father was a doctor and his father used to take care of them when they were sick. He would say, specifically about an illness about the eyes, he would say, Zilu gabe shichachas biri, go to my son whose name was Shichachas, the Buchrahu, because he is a firstborn. And some say that the gear so that he said that he is the Bukhra Bar Bukhra. He's a firstborn, the son of a firstborn. And so he said, why should we go to the firstborn? Why is that considered to be anything different with respect to healing? Because he writes, Masei Ruke, because the spit of the firstborn, the saliva of the firstborn, is considered to have healing properties. And so therefore the Talmud says that that's the proof that this man was a firstborn, because the father said, go to him, because he is a firstborn. So the Gemara says, well, again, maybe it's not a proof. Maybe Bukhra De'imahu. Maybe still a firstborn from the mother. Gemara says, no. Gemiri, we have a teaching, a principle. Bukhra De'aba Masei Roke. Bukhra De'imahu Masei Roke. We have a principle that the saliva of the firstborn from the father has healing powers, but the saliva from the firstborn of the mother does not have those same healing powers. And therefore, that was considered evidence that this man was indeed a firstborn son, because otherwise his father would not have sent people to him to heal. What is this idea that when Rav Chana says that Bukhra De'ima Nami Bukhra Sichla Karwe, that the firstborn of the mother is always called a firstborn? So He's always called the firstborn who's a sichel. He's always called a bechor shota, that he's a foolish firstborn. So there's two approaches to this question. So the Rashbam explains that it means that he is called, not that he was called a fool, because that would be too harsh to imagine any father calling their child a fool, but we know that it is like a, in Masechta Sukkah we have a reference to, they call him a hadas, a myrtle, which is looking unusual. It's not the usual myrtle, but we call that a hadas shote. And so since it wasn't complete, it was called a shote. Shote not meaning fool, but something unusual about it. And so too, that's what they're saying with respect to the firstborn son from the mother. They called it a hadas shote or bechor shote, that is not the usual firstborn. But the Marshal and the Yavitz offer a different explanation. They say, we know that a firstborn from the mother has to pay the 5 silver coins that a firstborn always has to pay from the mother because of their petarachim, the opening of the womb, and so they have to pay for the pidyon haben. However, and we know also that if the father doesn't redeem him, this child has to pay for it on their own. But if he is a firstborn from the father, at least this is balanced by the fact that he gets a double portion. So even though he has to pay 5 silver coins, he at least gets a double portion. But if he's just a firstborn from the mother, he doesn't even get the double portion. And on top of that, if he's a firstborn from the father, then he doesn't have to pay the 5 silver coins because he's not the opening of the womb. That's why the firstborn from the mother is called a bechor shote, because he loses the 5 silver coins and he doesn't get the double portion.